left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Is it live?
Yeah.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Live.
I just had the sudden urge to scream week 10.
No, please. We agreed.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Half Past Sheaf Podcast.
Half of the... I'm sorry, I'm not doing that again. enjoyed that nice new intro brought
that
to you
a lot of
by
work.
Squarespace. I'm just kidding.
I wish.
We'd be rolling in those 70 cents.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. We actually have made $1.08 ad revenue.
Enough for fucking chips.
Don't jump ahead, good sir, because they take 30% out of our money.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so we have to make like probably about $2.
That means you really are only at 70 cents.
Well, also there's like a transaction fee. So really like half.
Oof.
So right now we've made about like 54 cents.
Great.
But I'm telling you, when it comes, and oh it will, we're going to buy a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
When
the
you
dollar
just,
hot chips.
When you hear the episode just start with crunching, you'll know. You'll know.
Do I accidentally tap the top of the mic? I thought I shut it off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I feel like it's like a blessing and a curse. Because he's like, yeah, I can mute it easily.
Oh,
but
yeah,
at the same time,
yeah,
you're like, fuck, I can accidentally shut off my
mic.
Dude,
when we were testing the mic, I was getting too close to it, and there's a little bit of residue of my, like, saliva on the top of it, which is...
Corona.
Dude.
That's your designated mic now.
We have... Yeah. Well, I've been separating them. We're knowing the left and the right, but...
Good.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, there's 2,000 cases of Corona just in Chicago itself, and then 1,000 in the rest of Illinois.
Yeah, I think so.
So basically, just don't go to the city.
Don't go to fucking New York.
Dude.
They have 55,000, I think.
For all these people that are like, feck this, I'm not going to get it. I'm young. If I get it, I'm going to live. It's like, why would you want to get it and then possibly spread it?
Yeah, it's really not about you getting it. It's more of you getting it and then giving it to people who will actually die from it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
The reason why Italy is having so many deaths is because I'm pretty sure like the average age is like 45, and
That's
pretty high, I think.
The death age.
There's a lot of old people in Italy.
Yeah.
More so than probably here, I would assume. I don't really know. I don't go around counting the number of old people in other countries.
I don't know these statistics.
Well, fuck. I'm still alive. I hope you guys are still alive. If you're not...
I would hope you're alive, or else who the fuck am I talking to right now?
That sucks. If you are... Subscribe, like, rate us 5 stars. Watch our previous episodes.
Shameless plug.
You know what I found on Spotify?
What?
That Spotify is a feature where you just click random podcasts for you, and that's how people just find podcasts on Spotify. So if this is the first episode you're tuning into, the very first Half Past Sheaf you're watching.
Very first. You'll understand if you go back to episode one.
Stay fucking tuned. We're here. We got a cool intro now.
I hope it's cool. Please tell us if you like it or not.
He's got a surprise coming for me next
week. Oh, he's going to be maybe happy or angry. We'll see.
Oh, angry.
Oh, or at least disappointed.
Oh.
Or very happy. We'll see.
Who knows? I guess only time will tell.
You have till Monday. Actually, it might even come today. It's a possibility it might come today.
What?
Yes.
Fuck.
I know. But if not, it'll come Monday. But fuck.
More references. Anyways.
I can't remember what episode that was from. I was going to shout out to that episode, but I don't fucking remember anymore.
I think that was episode 3.
Listen to episode 3, you'll get it.
Let's listen to them all. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good content. I promise. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Been working, you know. Work's great. No, it's not. It's fucking slow as shit.
You guys are listening to an essential man. This man is essential with a capital E.
I hate to...
Your knuckles. It's bad for you.
Oh.
A fun story. I was actually at like an old person rec center one time picking up some shit, and they were figuring out if I could pick it up or not because these people, You know when you go somewhere and they're like the regulars that think they work there and they're like, you shouldn't be picking that up, man. We need that still. So I'm like, do you work here? Like, no, we don't work here. I'm like,
then what are you
doing? Then leave me the fuck alone. So I was like waiting, sitting at a table, and all of a sudden all the old people came and they surrounded. So all of a sudden, in an instant, I'm sitting at a table with a ton of old people and it's just me sitting there.
Oh.
And I'm just like looking around, I crack my knuckles, the old lady's like, don't do that!
Yeah, actually here it's actually really awful for you.
Yeah, probably.
But... it gets you more arthritis, I heard. You like immediately just like your hands puff out.
I cracked it right before we recorded, so.
Oh. Yeah, sure, that's why they were weak.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was just slow at work. We're supposed to be essential, so you know, all the people who aren't coming. Overall,
are you legally allowed to say what you do at work?
I don't know, but I mean, all I've been doing is really just watching TV.
Wow.
Binging some Disney movies on Disney Plus.
That is so worth it. You're getting paid extra, and you're doing like 100 times less
hazard work. Pay, and I'm doing a lot less work.
Dude, you worked like 3 hours today, right? Or 4 hours or something?
Five. Oh. Yeah, 5 hours today. Which is not that bad. Overall, they had to cut my hours yesterday. That's why I came home early.
Mm-hmm.
Only because they're like, hey, if you keep coming, you're going to get overtime. I'm like, oh. So they're like, please leave early so we don't have to pay you more. I'm like, all right.
Oh.
So.
Those cheap fucks,
I know,
they
right?
schedule you for it. You'll give me the
I mean, to be fair, I literally ended today at like 39 point like oh or like 0.98 hours. So I was almost right at 40. But yeah, overall pretty great, except for Oliver fucking chewing through my headphones.
We gotta give some context. Oliver is my fluffy kitty cat.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Yeah, let's talk about him real quick.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oliver is,
I think we talked about him before. But for all you people just tuning in,
I don't know if we've ever brought him up.
I want to say we did, because I think we talked about him getting neutered.
I don't think, well, yeah, he does not have balls. Or he does, they're deflated. But,
well, no, he doesn't.
I don't think we've ever talked about his little story.
Just the sacks are left. Mm. I'm sorry, that's a horrible, horrible image for you people.
A great image for me. He was a stray kitten that we met, and he was like really small, and we just kind of adopted him, and now he's in our house, just running around.
Indeed, and he chewed through my fucking headphone cord, which, I mean, is fine. I have that Geek Squad protection on it, you know?
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Mm-hmm. So I fucking just exchanged it out. Now I got these gold-looking headphones, looking extra as shit, but you know what?
Headphones are they? Matter.
You already know. HyperX.
Well, oh, yeah. They don't know, bitch.
Oh, yeah. HyperX Cloud Alphas.
HyperX, sponsor us.
Please, dear God, we're using a quadcast. I'm using your fucking PulseFire fucking mouse over here.
You got keyboard upstairs.
I do have your keyboard upstairs. It's quite nice.
You got to get the flash drive. The flash drive looks pretty badass. It has, like, the X on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get like, a solid-state drive, which is, like, an internal, but it's, like, RGB, so it's a glowing drive.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. HyperX got that RGB shit.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Damn son. Whoa!
Did we just become best friends right now?
No, because our mothers don't have the same name.
Oh. That is very true.
Hey, but that overall, was just in the intro, too.
One last thing I will let you know, but it has to do with what I ordered.
Oh, shit.
I went through a lot of shit yesterday about certain things. Fuck, I can't go into this. I have to go into it next week or else it's going to spoil the surprise. Tune in next week for my purchase story.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Had some issues going on.
So you got this yesterday.
Yeah, technically. I ordered at 2 a.m. yesterday. Yes.
Oh, wow. Damn, so we were both up late. I was up late, too. I was up to, like, 3 last night.
Well, no. I meant, like, technically yesterday at 2 a.m. So, not last night, but the night before, but it was 2 a.m. So, technically, it was yesterday at 2 a.m.
Weak bitch.
Fuck you. How you been doing, bro? Let me hear your woes.
You're off, though, right?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm off for the next 2 weeks. I've literally been doing...
2 weeks?
Oh, fuck. I wish. Holy shit. 2 days. Sorry. Those 2 days are going to feel like... They're going to feel like 2 fucking weeks. I've only been off 1 day in the past, like, 3 weeks I've been working. Only 1 day out of the week I've been off. Now I'm 3 days off this week. Vacation, basically.
Vacay-kay-kay.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. Oh, you fucking know it.
Oh, I fucking know. I like how you nodded as if they can see you nod.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. How's your week, sir? How you been?
I've been pretty swell.
Yeah, put that tea down, motherfucker. Answer my question.
I was about to drink some tea, but I'm putting on the spot. You know, I've been good. Staying home. So I'm not working.
Doing God's work. Staying home.
True that.
Don't spread that shit.
Please stay home so we can all go out sooner.
Dear God. Actually, I heard that like the head scientist or some shit, probably at CDC, I don't remember. Somebody just told me recently that he said that in order to like really do damage against the pandemic and for like best case, everybody should be inside for like 6 to 8 weeks.
See, everyone's freaking out over that, and I'm not going to lie. Like, that's perfect for me.
That's completely fine. As long as it's going exactly how it is, like, except for, like, more inside, I'd be completely fine. If I could just go to the grocery store and come home and just play games, cool. I'm down.
Yeah, because my days are consisting of doing my daily physical regimens that I do, whether that be stretching or, like, range of motion exercises. I do that every day, and I hang from the 2x4s over there, like, to fix my shoulder and stuff. And then, like, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, I'll be lifting. So that's what I do for majority of... Honestly, it takes up a lot of fucking time, all this stuff.
Yeah, like I know. Every time I feel like I'm here, you're like, I'm working out. I'll be up in 10 minutes, fucking 3 hours later. Yeah, I'm tired.
Fuck. True. Oh, we get to talk about what we've been watching this week. I forgot about that.
Culture Corner!
Yay! But let me finish.
Yeah, sorry, continue. Yeah. That.
I've just been doing that and studying, so yeah, which is really nice because I have Culture Corner studying.
What'd you say? I said Culture Corner and studying.
Yeah, I guess.
And not Culture Corner studying and studying.
I don't know where the fuck this guy's going with this. I've just been studying.
No, I'm just saying that's what you've been doing. You said Culture Corner and studying. Continue, motherfucker. Damn.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't know.
I hope you don't listen back to this and I just sound like a retard. I feel like that's...
that's usually how
usually
it's
the case, but it's okay. That's truly how I am, so if you hate me, you hate me. But
nobody can hate you. You're beautiful.
Oh.
You are beautiful.
Especially in this hat.
Oh, yeah, that hat, bro. Mm. Gotta send a picture of just the hat on fucking Instagram.
My Kangol hat.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Kangol?
It's like a kangaroo.
That name. That's an awful... Continue. How dare you insult my ears with such a word.
Yeah, so just doing my shit, studying. I'm taking... I mean, I have been taking advantage of the time I have, but today I just fucked up and I haven't studied yet, so hopefully I'll be able to study after this. Dude! This is the first time ever on Half Past Sheave we're recording earlier than 9 o'clock.
Hey!
It is currently...
Round of applause.
Give us a clap. Give us a round of... Poet snap. It is currently 4:35 p.m. That is fucking insane.
Central time.
Yes.
Yes, we are at Central Time, yes.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I've been doing. I really haven't watched too many movies. I was watching some of the Harley Quinn show this week. Watched some Comic Historian. That's about it. Because, I mean, when I don't, I have those two main things to do. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just go up and chill. I mean, we were playing Mario the other day and then, like, just... sit upstairs.
Oh, dude, like, Mario. I forgot about that. It's a good game.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty decent. I'm pretty sure...
What is this the new Mario called?
Well, I think this is actually just a remake of the one that was on the Wii U. I think that's why it's called Deluxe. Or, like, I think it's Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, I believe is what it is.
Because I was trying to figure it out. I was FaceTiming my cousin, Christian, last night. Mm-hmm. And I guess they have a Mario game, and I'm not sure which Mario, if we have the same
one. It's probably the same one, because I think that's the only one that's on the Switch, unless they have Mario Maker. That's the other one.
No, it's a traditional Mario game,
it's probably that one then.
The rolling landscape and the jumping. Yeah,
2D
and shit.
Platformer, basically.
It's a great game.
It's a wonderful game.
Great fucking game.
Oh yeah.
You know what we've never talked about on this podcast?
Pokemon.
True that. We've never talked about Pokemon
besides Detective Pikachu.
True. We've never talked about my fucking fish tanks.
You have those? Are you talking about those three things in the corner over there that are
in the one behind
that
you
took like fucking years of like fucking work? I mean, you've kind of changed it over the years, but still.
Yeah. Basically, I have a bunch of fucking fish tanks in my room. The reason why I brought it up is because I looked across from me, I have a little one, and this little betta fish just attacked a shrimp, and I'm watching it.
No!
He didn't kill him, he's just fucking with him.
Oh.
But yeah, I have a bunch.
He didn't kill him, you just see him just fucking float to the top.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of on phasing out of the hobby.
Have you? I was gonna say, yeah, I feel like you haven't been doing it. What's going on? Tell me. What's going on, bro?
I think it was because I was like at a point in my life where I didn't really have any hobbies. So when I got a hobby finally that I actually liked
again. You just like threw yourself into it.
I went like balls deep, fucking dick out all the way, man. And now I'm kind of here with like I have 4 tanks right now.
Yeah. What happened to the 5th one, that like super small one?
Well, that beta that was in there died, actually. He was like defective with his gills and shit. And I just put the other one in there.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I actually, well, if you want to know, I have 2 saltwater catfish in a big tank. One is hooked and demorphed as shit. Don't know what the fuck's wrong with him.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. We call him Gerald.
Yeah, he's Gerald. He's a little Gerald. He's a little special.
He's a little special, but we love him the same.
Yeah. And then I have a pufferfish, and then I have, like, a community freshwater tank.
I like that one the best, I think.
Yeah.
Just because it has, like, the neons and the fucking neons, King Beta. Yeah,
King Beta and, like, Cory catfish and some snails and live plants. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, I think when I move out, I'll keep the puffer and just that.
That one.
So it's a fun little hobby to get into. You're
going to keep the big tank?
No, because I'm going to use that as a TV stand.
How big is that again? Like, 55?
Yeah, 55 gallons. 55 gallons of pure horse semen. What?
Oh. I don't think fish can live in that.
Dude, I'm going to use that stand as my TV stand when I move into an apartment. So that will be like my living room stand. I'll get like a nice like 70-inch TV or some shit.
Right.
And then put that one in my room, that TV stand that I built.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's a good plan. It's a cool idea.
Wait, you built a... That is nice. I wish I had one like that, to be honest.
I know. This summer I'm going to buy woodworking tools so I can start woodworking again.
Shit. Just add on to that. Can't you add on to that or no?
No.
It's like a whole different fucking...
No, it's project. Already sealed and everything.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Mm. It's like a nice like iron, a steel pipe frame painted black with some pine wood over it. The wood's actually...
Some nice mahogany? No.
Hell yeah, mahogany.
Mahogany.
There was this kid I went to junior high with that... You could say this. We had a younger teacher who was, I mean, she was just younger. She wasn't super attractive or anything.
Wow. What does that have to do with anything?
It's everything fucking to do with it.
Sexist bastard.
Shows their worth. What?
Whoa!
Who the fuck said that? Whoa. Who just said that?
Fucking takes out a knife. Bro, not cool, not cool.
But basically, this creep of a kid would be like, he would tell her, like,
oh. Hi, Miss Penny.
Basically, we would do, like, Monday, kind of like how we do, like, a week overview. For, uh-huh. Like, not really like that. You just talk about a thing you did. He's like, I was polishing my mahogany wood collection. And he was hinting at his cock.
Whoa.
He was hinting at his cock. Aww. And the teacher would be like, you got some nice mahogany. He's like, yeah. And we're all just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, well, because you said mahogany wood collection, I was like, whoa. This boy actually has mahogany wood collection.
He thought it was funny.
No diss to anybody who actually has mahogany wood collection. If you guys have it, that's wonderful.
All I'm saying like is if you sometime. Enjoy Batman versus Superman and have a mahogany wood collection, get the fuck off this podcast. All 10 of our listeners.
Yeah, right. Like, just like, look,
they look up and they have mahogany in their hand with Batman v Superman on the TV playing.
They're like, well, I don't like this guy very much at all. Oh, shit.
Ah, well, yeah. I had a good time.
That's good.
Fuck. We did. We have started officially. We're going right in. We're going fucking balls deep
right now. Whoa, wait, how does that work? Balls deep, dick out? How does that work?
Because the ball's in, your dick's out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're balls deep, dick out. Welcome to Culture Corner, ladies and gentlemen. Poet Snap, I always...
Oh, shit,
the mic. Oh, my God! I'm so sorry.
My poet snapping was a little too vicious. Yes, I'm sorry.
Michael's poet snapping may have sexually harassed his mic.
I'm so sorry.
So if his sound's a little insecure, that would be why.
I'm so sorry.
Is the gain right? We're all good?
We're good.
Let's give it a proper...
Hey, fuck it up that much.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first official Culture Corner. Culture Corner. If you don't know what that is, I think we explained it in like episode 7 again? Or no, some shit. Fuck you. Never do that again.
I think it was episode 7.
7 or 5. It was when Matt was on, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think Matt was on.
I think it was five, because I think it was when we first, wow, we're that far off. It was fucking five episodes later we actually started it.
Well, we thought of this idea like three episodes in, but basically it's called Culture Corner because we're going to each culture each other in our own
respective genres, so to speak.
Wow, you worded that beautifully. Mm-hmm. I would have just fucking shit the bed. So I am a huge DC Comics fan, and Michael is a big anime fan. Yeah, I'd say a pretty big anime fan. Or like fan. More mainstream anime fan. Not more. Like,
I would say more mainstream currently. Before, I used to watch just like anything. I was like, oh, what's the best anime of this season? I'd be that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But right now I'm not.
So like Dragon Ball, like Naruto, right, Attack Dragon on Ball, Titan.
Yeah. I'm not as big as a Naruto anymore, but like Attack on Titan.
Guess who's My watching Hero Academia. Attack on Titan? Oh, My Hero Academia. We talked about that. Was good,
yeah. Who's watching Attack on Titan?
Logan Jones.
Logan is?
Like, because Christian.
That's an awful thing to watch for his age.
I don't know. Christian watched all
people
of
get literally ripped in half in that show.
Dude, he's like 10. It doesn't fucking matter. Oh,
double digits. He's fine.
Yeah, he's double digits, dude. He can drink.
Let's just give him fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, for real, though. Honestly, it's
would probably you like to go fuck a stripper, young 10-year-old?
I just immediately heard, young Skywalker. Young,
take a seat, young Skywalker.
So we're basically each going to pick probably the most nostalgic TV cartoons in each of those categories in DC and anime. So. Mm-hmm. And he's going to show me, or had shown me, Dragon Ball. And I'll be showing him Dragon Ball Z, Kai,
yes.
Dragon Ball Z Kai.
I guess, yeah, it's not the OG, but it's like,
it's like a remastered edition.
Yeah, it's basically a remaster.
Better voices, you told me.
Better voices, they cut out a lot of the unneeded stuff, because the way that old animes used to be, they used to be like, well, we just want to have this go on as long as possible and get a bunch of money for it, so mm-hmm. let's just add in like 50 billion episodes that have nothing to do with the plot, which some of them, I won't lie, is actually really funny and like good overall, but it's not needed for the story, and a lot of times it just like loses your interest, so to speak,
right?
So, and they had like 40 episodes of just screaming. So, one fight would be like 20 episodes later.
Trust me, I've seen the Star Wars sequels, so I know a lot about screaming.
Oh, yes. Rey!
Or Kylo just screaming.
Ah! More! More! That's my favorite meme thing right now. There's a lot of people going, more!
That's a more! Good, that is a quotable scene.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you are!
More! More!
All right. Yeah, we go off the fucking path.
Off the rails here, motherfuckers.
If we were the dwarves in Mirkwood, we would be fucking deep in the jungle being eaten by spiders right now, if anyone gets that reference.
What a fucking nerd. I actually know that reference, though.
Rally back. I am showing him Batman the Animated Series, probably the best cartoon in DC ever. And we have started so far, it. At least.
I mean, I haven't seen that many, but I'm enjoying it. Sorry, continue. I shouldn't say anything yet. We're introducing it still.
So we have seen, what, three episodes each or four?
Three. Yeah, about three. We might have
saw, I think I watched four Dragon
Ball. Yeah, we watched four Dragon Ball.
No, I think we watched three.
No, we watched four for sure. I know we did for sure, because I said we're on episode five now.
Yes, okay, because we just decided to watch another one. Right, okay, so we've watched four, I've watched four Dragon Ball episodes, and he's watched three Batman the Animated Series Indeed. Episodes. So, let's go in, do you want to go in on Batman?
Yeah, sure, I'll go in on Batman.
So, the episodes he watched, we're not watching them in order. I'm just going
to
show him.
Well, yeah, because he explained that Batman doesn't really have, like, a overall plot, so there's nothing to, like, really follow, so to speak.
No, you could literally watch him in any order, and it wouldn't matter.
Right, so that's why we're just kind of watching what he thinks are some of the best ones.
Yeah, I mean, and then, like, if we keep watching Dragon Ball, I'll probably just throw on the rest of them, because they're all good. It's just I'm showing him all the best ones, so.
Right.
And I'm kind of, like, going through the chronological order and picking them out so they're somewhat chronological order, like, correct?
Right.
Like,
I was going to say, we still watch probably within the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, we watched within the first five.
Did we?
First episode we watched was Christmas with the Joker, which is probably
great episode.
Arguably the best episode.
That was a great episode.
And then
episode.
We watched, I don't know the title of this. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to pull up the title.
Oh, fuck. I thought I knew.
Talk about Christmas with the Joker. While
it was great. You know the biggest thing I actually took out of it? I didn't know the whole
the Batman smells.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I didn't know it was from the cartoon. I like my mom sang it to me before. I was like, oh, haha. Like, that's funny. And I'm just thinking, like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, who the fuck made this up?
That's funny.
And it just, like, clicked after I watched. I was like, holy shit, this is all the way back from the 90s. But, yeah, that's overall a great episode. I was like, this, if I was a kid, I would totally just be like, let's watch Batman and fucking just sound like, I don't know if it was a Saturday morning cartoon or not.
Well, see, it came out in the 90s, so it wasn't a Saturday morning cartoon. I don't remember, my parents showed it to me when I was super young. And it was just like my childhood watching that, so it was just the fucking best.
I feel like
the fucking best.
Animation-wise, a lot. I don't know what it is, but a older animation just gives you a nostalgic feeling. It doesn't matter what it is; it just gives you a nostalgic feeling. You're just watching. You're like, you know, this is kind of old, and you could see where people might be like, "It's too old." But like on these classics specifically that we're watching, I feel like the animation is timeless. Personally, I think it's beautiful still. And I like a lot of the character. And I will say, you talked about this too. We both kind of talked about the whole Batman where like the emblem in the middle thing is what we like the emblem. We don't really like the whole circle logo kind of thing.
Well, yeah, this is just an issue with me for any Batman. So what I like in my Batman is I prefer a black cowl over the blue, which he has a blue cowl in this, but it's fine. He looks fine.
The blue, I kind of like it because of the way, like we were talking before, how they have the tints.
Yeah, they illustrate
like, it's black, but it has like a blue tint.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
So he like it looks fine. Like blue and black is not a big deal for me, but I prefer black. I like the emblem to be the bat.
Yeah,
I don't like the circle around it, and I don't like the yellow. Either. That's just stupid. Why would anyone ever do that? And then I also hate the underwear on top, but that's fine for something that's older. But if we're talking about new comics, no. That is a fucking no-go. Yeah.
I will say
all the underwear.
Does he have the underwear on top? I didn't even notice it in this, if he has it on top.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has
it. Well, I don't mind it on this, I guess, because I literally do not notice it.
You just don't notice. I'm almost positive if he doesn't, excuse me for fucking being ridiculous, but...
He has the fucking utility belt fucking busting shit out. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, so we watched Christmas with the Joker, The Last Laugh.
That's what it was. I was like, I knew he had something about laughing.
With Captain Clown.
Oh, dude, what an absolute fucking unit.
What a fucking unit. And Nothing to Fear with Scarecrow.
That was really good, actually. Yeah. That was like the introduction in that animated thing. Mm-hmm. You told me something interesting, too, that Clayman or whatever was
Clayface.
Clayface. Yeah, he was introduced like through the animated series, right?
Yeah, so was characters like Harley Quinn.
I forgot about that. See, I'm like excited to
Batman
see all that.
Batman Beyond is from the animated series.
Oh, really?
He came from that show. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
See, that's what I'm interested in, because this is like the starting of so many things.
Yeah, it's just so, like, the episodes we're going to watch this week are so good. We're going to be watching probably, like, The Underdwellers. It's a great episode, but it's just, I don't know. It's just so perfect. The voice cast is all 10 out of 10.
Oh, yes. I didn't even get to talk about that. Fucking Mark Hamill is a Joker. I've only ever seen him in the Arkham games, because that's really the biggest thing I've probably done with DC recently besides the movies. And fuck, was he great in that. And in this, he's perfect. I feel like Mark Hamill is hands down the best Joker for sure.
Yeah, and the design is good too.
Oh, design is beautiful.
Perfect. What was I going to say?
You were saying voice cast. You were saying that everything was good. You said perfect.
No, it's just the show is just... the best cartoon of any DC, any superhero. It's my favorite cartoon of all time. The look, the feel of it, the voice actors, the just everything about it. The plots, it's just simple little plots.
Yeah, I was just saying. They have little funny quips here and there as well.
Yeah, and it's not like modern. Like, you can see they have like the old radios, the old phones, like the old buttons. Like, his computer's like analyzing.
He's like... Oh, Jesus, excuse me. Coronavirus has attacked me.
6 feet!
I actually had to do that to a dude at work. Because he, like, we're going to go on a tangent for a second. I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was showing him two products because he came in to purchase something. And I was like, oh, do you want this or this? And he, like, stepped really close and I was telling him the difference. And he was, like, literally, like, almost, like, fucking an inch away from my face. I'm like, sir, 6 feet, please. And he, like, just looked at me and backed up. I was like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker. Get the fuck away from me. Well, I don't care. This man's coming up on me. Like, he's about to fucking...
He's about to tongue your ass.
Yeah, seriously. But... Yeah, that actually happened yesterday, I think.
Oh, damn.
Before I was, okay, I'm talking about one last thing as well.
Go ahead.
I got cussed out at work yesterday over the phone. I think I told you about that. Gentleman called me, he was like, what happened to my headphones? I'm like, well, it looks like they weren't shipped out given the current situation, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, they actually didn't get picked up from the store. And he's like, he's just started fucking cussing me out and shit. And he's like, motherfucker, where's my fucking headphones? You guys trying to steal it from me? I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, it was really weird. And then out of nowhere, he's just like, I bet your white Caucasian customers got theirs picked up. Oh, but because I'm an African-American black man, mine didn't get picked up. Oh, I'm like, sir, that's literally not what it is at all. And he got, like,
pulled the race card on you?
He did. He really did.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's...
Did you just mail his headphones to a white person then? That's what I would have done. I would have gone up to the first white person I saw, and just handed
Sir, is your name James Smith? Here you go.
John Smith?
Yeah, John Smith. Thank you. But yeah, he was like, I want my headphones now. And then he just hung up on me, and I, like, canceled the order and, like, gave it to him. It was funny because when I like, walked it up to him and I gave it to him. I
think he was there in person.
No, he wasn't. Oh. He was on the phone first, and then he came in person. And I think he thought I was, like, white over the phone because my name was Michael, and I talk, I would say, very... not like ethnic. I don't know.
Is it? That did not sound
Hispanic. I know, I'm sorry. It doesn't at all. I am a Hispanic man who does not sound Irish. Hispanic. I came up to him, I feel like his eyes kind of widened. I just gave it to him, like, hi, you Tyrone? He was like, yeah. And then he just took it and just kind of left. Like, he didn't say anything. So I don't think he thought he was talking to, like, an ethnic person. So I think when he saw me and he, like, realize he pulled the race card on somebody who's also ethnic, I'm like, bruh.
It's like, you just don't do that.
Either way, you just don't do that. It just doesn't make sense. Like, especially in that situation, idiot. Like, there's no reason to say anything like that.
What a fucking idiot. But
it was so stupid.
Oh, my God. But anyways,
Batman, I forgot where the fuck we were in that because I had to get down the urge to fucking punch my computer.
I mean, yeah, I expressed what I thought about it. You did, too.
It was good. No, yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, for sure.
Basically, I think what we're going to do is maybe not every week, but maybe every other week, we'll come back into Culture Corner, and then you're just going to talk about what you think.
This is very, very early, because, again, we're only fucking three episodes, and then four episodes, basically, of Batman and Dragon Ball. And what?
BT.
Out of how many?
BTS. Batman the Anime Series.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, DBZ?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know they're classics, when they got their fucking well-known acronyms.
Ooh.
Fuck, I was about to say something. Oh, well, I'm saying, like, as it is now, it's very early, you know, thoughts. Because I'm only three episodes in, you're only four out of, like, fucking 100 and something, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many Batman has, but I'm like 60, assuming 100. You said 60 in first season, 90. 60 in second season, so probably 120-ish.
Okay.
So we're very, very not that far in, I would say.
Yeah. So we'll probably just check in every, like, other week, and then you'll just talk about what you think about it, and then I'll just talk about what I think about Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Well, we could also talk about how it feels to revisit it, too. I feel like that'd be cool. Oh yeah. Culture Corner. Mm-hmm. Greatest segment in all the podcasts ever.
Fuck yeah. I will say Scarecrow in the animated series is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was like, who the fuck is this? Dude, he looked like fucking Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, as it, like, kind of changed, like, it was only the beginning scene, and then after that, I was like, okay, man, this guy's pretty cool, actually. It's definitely different than the other Scarecrows that I've seen, which is really just Batman Begins.
which is really different than traditional anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or Injustice, which just looks like a fucking monster.
Yeah, well, that I think that's more based off of the, it looks more like the Scarecrow from the Arkham games.
Oh, okay.
Which I like better.
I need to play the Arkham games. I feel like that I need to get more into Batman. I downloaded the Batman Telltale, so I was like, why did I download this? And I deleted it.
Yeah, awful game.
Don't play it. I thought it was good. I heard it was good.
Whatever. I mean, if you're going to play a Batman game, play the Arkham games. Or I told you this earlier this week. The designs and voice actors for everything in that game is, like, the gold standard.
Right, right.
Like, everyone looks perfect. Scarecrow, Batman, Harley, Robin, Nightwing, Batgirl, they all are perfect. Joker looks so good.
You got two of the best-sounding Jokers.
They actually did Hush horrible in it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Hush is just horribly...
Is it the Riddler?
The Riddler! I honestly hate the Riddler now. I just can't look at it
anymore. Not Enigma. Edward Nigma.
Eddie Nig?
Every time I think of... Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Every time I think of...
Oh, no!
Every time I think of that, I think of... Jim Carrey. I think of just Jim Carrey from Batman Forever, I think.
With Val Dude, Kilmer. I'm not going to lie. I don't even like those movies.
You was blind as a bat.
I don't like those
You don't movies. Like those movies?
The only older Batman movies I like is the Adam West 1966, I think it was. Old Bat. They made a movie. That movie is just fun and old movie. And then the Michael Keaton Batmans. The rest, throw them in the trash. So I think. The only other good ones are the Nolan films. That's all we got.
It's funny because I think those are the first Batman movies I've ever watched. No, I didn't think they were that bad.
Same. I remember when they would put them on Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network.
They put them on Cartoon Network?
Yeah, like they would have like a movie special on like Friday night or something, and they throw them on. And I'd be like, get your popcorn, Dad.
We're watching Batman. Mr. Freeze as fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my god.
You need to chill out.
I will say put Did he say that?
I don't know, but probably. I think he does some stupid thing like that. Oh my god.
And nothing like the suit up where it goes his ass. Suit up like goes from his face to his like
little We're like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then he's like, ass. I'm just waiting for that just him smacking his ass right afterwards.
Slaps his cock. I will say I am highly enjoying Dragon Ball.
Oh, I know. I was actually like nervous. I'm not gonna lie. I always get nervous showing people, especially Dragon Ball, just because it's like an older one. I always get nervous showing people because I feel like they're gonna find. I guess I feel like I find the flaws more when I'm rewatching it with somebody that I think might not like it. So like I'm trying to judge it from their eyes. I'm like, fuck, I see this, this, and this. But afterwards, you looked at me. You're like, I like it. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So basically, we've watched 4 episodes, and basically, we've seen. Goku has his son Gohan, the little one with the tail.
Yep.
And then there's Piccolo, the green guy with the muscles kind of coming out with like the tunic on, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
And then I guess they fought in the original one, which, fuck that, I guess. I can't find anything online about that. If you know anything about that show, send the link on our Instagram at Half Past Sheep Podcast. DM me. I want to know what happens before this. I have to.
I told him we don't need to watch it because it's not as popular. Like, it's still popular, but it's not as popular as Z.
I would watch it, honestly. I would. If I had it, I would stop this and watch that. Just that's just how I am. I like need to know. Like,
but like,
it's not a big deal.
Because to be fair, if we finish Z, I will totally go back and watch Dragon Ball with you. Because my friend Jose has, and we could just borrow it and watch the whole thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I need to watch
it. I actually haven't watched it either. I know mostly of what happened during it.
Basically, what I know from it is in the original one, Goku comes down, Gohan, the old man.
Grandpa Gohan, yeah.
Grandpa Gohan, like, takes him, then he's aggressive, and he falls and hurts his head, then he becomes, like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
They train him martial arts, and then he fights the first Piccolo, and then Piccolo ejaculates 2 eggs, and then Piccolo has Piccolo... Excuse me, my fucking reminders.
Was that my package? No, I'm just kidding.
Piccolo hat, and then they have. Excuse me.
Actually, don't quote me on that because I actually need to look that up because I don't know if Kami came from Piccolo or if he was like already there. That's something I'm actually not even sure of, which I need to look up.
Okay, so Kami is the older
one. That's why I'm thinking he might already be alive while King Piccolo.
It's the same race. So King Piccolo has confirmed. Piccolo Jr., which is the one in Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
And we basically have watched where his brought the Goku's brother, who is also a sane rats, fucking steals Raditz. His son.
Rats.
Rats?
Raditz.
Raditz.
Think of a radish.
I get
all
it.
All of them are named after vegetables. Kakarot, carrot, radish, vegetable, Vegeta. Just think about vegetables.
They fight him, blah, blah, blah. Now Goku's in fucking heaven.
Other world.
He's trying to meet.
Basically.
Yeah, the overworld. He's trying to
meet. Yeah, because he's not really like, heaven. He's kind of like ninja. In the middle.
Some guy to train him or some shit. Oh, yeah.
King Kai.
King Kai, right? That's his name.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to meet King Kai and Piccolo's training Gohan. And right now, his wife doesn't even know that any of this is happening.
I forgot about that.
And the fucking guy in the Goku outfit that has the no eyes, that fucking guy didn't tell him.
Eyes. Oh, Krillin.
Like, yeah, Krillin.
He has no nose, yeah.
Well, no. There's a guy that has eyes, but there's no white in his eyes, so it looks like he has no eyes.
Oh, maybe that is it Krillin?
I don't know. Maybe it's Krillin. The other guy that's wearing the orange outfit. The bald one.
Krillin. It's Krillin. Yeah, okay. Krillin. I can't remember. I feel like he has white in his eyes, but now I think about it, I don't think he does.
Mm-mm. I don't fucking know. That's what I observe from it. But all I'm saying so far of the four episodes I've seen, I'm hooked on it and I'm interested to see what happens. It has a nostalgic feel to it. It reminds me a lot of watching Pokemon in the morning on Saturday morning.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
That's the best. And they're like, "Whoa!" Yeah! Like it just works. It it's a whole universe thing, and I'm all about the like universes and shit.
Where I know you really like the power level thing. I saw.
I do. I like just like with.
Although I told you they're gonna throw that out the window.
Hence our fucking like top five Jedi and shit that we're doing. Like I top like
five Sith.
Ooh, segue. I like to know who's stronger. And yeah, it's kind of cool how we get to read their power levels, but it's like motherfuckers are just changing their power levels left and right. So what the fuck?
How do you feel about Gohan's going from like 1,000-something to 1?
That's cool. But basically it's kind of cool because it's like he's a half human, so his powers remain on his emotion or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Which is cool.
You can still change it, though. That's why Piccolo's like, we're going to correct that shit.
What happens when he gets super horny?
3,000 power level.
3,000 cocks descend out his paws.
Well, seeing as he's only Piccolo 4. Piccolo
bends over.
Oh, God.
Takes his weighted tunic off.
The worst part is there's probably some weird fucking porn about this. Whatever. Yeah, some weird fan fiction porn about that.
Fan fiction does get a little
And now sketchy. With that in your mind, we're going to take an ad break.
Whoa, ad break.
We back in this.
Well, to wrap up the culture corner, love Dragon Ball so far. I'm hooked and I'm ready to watch more. So we're probably going to check
in. Go into the Saiyan Saga, my boy.
Whoop! Saiyan Saga.
Oh, yeah.
We're probably going to check in maybe next episode or maybe the next two episodes. Who knows? Just
yeah,
when probably, you hear us I'd talk about it.
We'll see. Depending on how much we watch. Because since we're inside now, we're going to have a lot to watch.
And, I mean, it's just when you hear it, we hear it pretty much. It's not going to be like a weekly. It might be, but it might not be.
Right.
I don't really see a reason to talk about it every week, though, because it's just like, oh, I'm enjoying it.
We're going to check up on it every so often, so then we'll catch it back up. Right. I think every other week would probably be best.
But concluding that, we're going to dive right into our movie of the week segment.
Indeed.
Movie of the week, we're diving right in, and I'm going to start off. So this week, I watched...
Wait, I forgot. What did you... Oh, shit. Another beloved franchise.
Yeah.
By many, I'd say.
No. So, I watched the new movie, Invader Zim Enter the Florpus.
What a great name, by the way. Enter the Florpus.
And I'll explain what a Florpus is to you.
Oh, shit. Oh, is that actually a thing?
Yeah, it's actually a thing. So, let me just give a little context. I love Invader Zim. It also gives me a nostalgic feel as watching Batman in the Animated Series because, similar to that, I went to the library. Well, I watched Batman the Animated Series like on TV, but then to watch the full thing, I went to the library and rented it, and I did the same thing with that. I watched all of it, and all of a sudden it's canceled. So I'm like, fuck.
I know, that's so sad.
It's such a great show. You get the like idiot, like super smart, like evil alien that's like trying to destroy the world with this retarded robot and their moose, mini moose shit.
Mashed potatoes.
And then the fucking boy, what is the boy's name? The boy's
Dib.
Dib. Yeah, and then Dib's trying to stop him with their scientific dad and the
evil.
And
emo nobody believes in him
girl.
And everything, right?
Yeah, it's such a great like that in such a it's long such a great time. Fucking
it is a great show.
And
before Zim.
Before I start, I want to actually... I'm going to retract a rating I gave a movie in a previous podcast.
Oh, shit. So, never before done.
And the reason why, because I feel like Invader Zim Enter the Florpus is very similar to Batman and Harley Quinn, the animated movie I reviewed in episode 5.
Okay.
It's very similar in the fact that they're both two nostalgic shows, that this is the first time we're getting content out of it in a long time. And they have a lot on the line. So it's like, okay, these are two fantastic shows, and they're shows. So they're normally like 20-minute episodes.
Right.
And now they have to make a movie, which is also kind of harder, which why I don't think that cartoons movies are that fantastic all the time. That's if they true. Are, like Batman has a ton of animated movies that are great. But I gave Batman and Harley Quinn a D+. And I'm retracting that, and I'm going to give it a C-.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna bump it up
a grade.
Yeah, I'm cutting it some slack just because I honestly think that that movie is an equal movie to this one, this Invader Zim movie.
Okay.
And I can't give the Invader Zim a D+.
You just literally cannot. You don't.
So I'm bumping it up to a C-, which a C- is mediocre but watchable.
Okay, so it's a little below average, you'd say.
Yeah, a little bit below average. So if you're a fan of, which I'm gonna conclude, yeah, the Batman and Harley Quinn as a C minus officially, used to be a D plus, C minus now.
Okay,
but if you're a fan of Invader Zim, you will love this movie. Well, you might not love it, but you'll like it and enjoy it.
Okay.
But if you're not a fan of Invader Zim, you might just be like, what the fuck is this stupid cartoon?
Oh.
Because basically it starts off with Zim, Dib is like in his room. He's been monitoring for like years or some shit. Because Zim's gone. Ever since the show was canceled, he's just disappeared. And apparently he's gotten really fat and he's like stuck to his chair now, so he can't really fight anymore. And you find out that all of a sudden there's a scene where she's like, I'm telling you, Zim is never coming. Oh, look, he's on your screen. And then they look and he's stretching. And then Dib goes like, look, he's stretching. You only stretch like that before you do evil things. And then it shows him and Drew like stretching in his front yard. And dude, I was so happy when that movie first started off. It's really funny. It keeps up with that same sense of humor. Like, you want to know what Zim was doing the entire time he was gone?
What?
He was hiding in his toilet, waiting for him to get fat so he can't fight him anymore.
He's an like, evil mastermind.
Well, the whole thing of this movie now is, he's like, that was phase one of my evil plan! He screams all the time. I love it. And he's like, now what's phase two? He's like, oh, what is phase two? And he can't remember. So it's like he's trying to figure out what phase two is.
Right.
And he kind of like, this is spoilers, by the way. It already spoiled some things, but the rest will be spoiler filled. Do you care if I spoil
it? No, that's fine. I'll watch it eventually anyways.
Yeah. He calls the like tallest, I think they're called, which are like the taller aliens, like the leader of his like clan or whatever. Like his race. And they call him and they're like, basically it starts off with the scene and the tall aliens are like, God, you remember that guy Zim? God, I hate him. Remember we sent him to Earth saying he had to destroy it? It was the most important mission just to get rid of him because he's so awful. And all of a sudden, incoming transmission. Send it through. Wonder who this could be. Hello! And they're like, fuck.
They're like, no! Not sure. It reminds me of American Dad. Didn't that same thing happen with Roger?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. But basically, he finds out that he was sent here because they don't like him and stuff, so he gets really sad, and then he does all this shit. He, like, schemes behind Dib's back, like, Dib kind of is gonna reveal him, and he's, like, just going along with it because he doesn't care anymore, but he schemes behind him, takes over the planet, teleports the planet, because he finds out that the tallest, his race, are going, they go in a straight line only, like, and destroy planets. Well, Earth isn't even near that, so he's like, that's how he finds out they don't give a fuck about him. So they teleport Earth right in front of them, kind of, so they're right coming towards him. And the funny thing is, the pilot's like, why don't we just turn around it? We could easily avoid it. He's like, no, that's not fun. We only go in straight lines. It's like a little funny thing they talk about. And it actually reaches their demise because a florpus is like a thing when you move a planet, like teleport a planet, it appears. And it will suck the planet in and all the other surrounding planets and, like, destroy them and, like, mix them with, like, different realities. So
the fuck?
It's weird. It's, like, floating over the sky, so the Earth's gonna die. And basically, the tallest, they come towards them and they try to destroy the Earth. Like, there's a whole battle. There's tons of extra scenes that I'm not gonna go over. There's the... they come to destroy it, and then Earth eventually teleports back, because whatever happens, Earth teleports back to its original place, and they're like, yay, Earth is gone, no Zim, fuck him! And then they just fly right into the florpus. And the guy's like, we don't care, the pilot the whole time is like, we don't care about Earth. There is a gaping black hole right in front of us. And they're like, woo! And they go in through, and then they're fucked. But it was a fun movie. I will say it was really attention-grabbing in the beginning, but as it went on, I lost attention in it, kind of.
Right.
Like I said, it's normally a 20-minute episode, which it's so good at, and the movie doesn't live up to how good the show was.
It has some extra fat that you can tell was kind of filling
the gaps. There was a scene where... what is the little robot's name?
Gurr.
Gurr. He's like... they had to hypnotize them or convince them to do something again. And... he's like, Gurr, do your thing. Gurr, like, makes a beat, and he's like, peace, 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 better than chicken and rice, or something. I'm totally fucking the tone up, but dude, I was just like laughing my ass off. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's the whole thing. He used to just fucking randomly be like, mashed potatoes.
He did that. He's like eating nachos and pizza and shit. Yeah. But it's good. In the end, the dad is there during this whole alien thing, and he thinks that he was knocked over the head and none of it happened, so that's fucking great.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was a good movie, but it wasn't like, I don't think I'd want to watch it again. Maybe I would watch it again just to watch it with you, like right, someone that has seen it.
Right.
But I wouldn't go out of my way to see it again. That's why it ends up being a so-so average individual. Excuse me. That's why it's mediocre movie, but watchable. I was reading that like, this is not fucking right.
You're like, wait a second. Yeah, this is not what I fucking think.
It's absolutely a mediocre movie, but if you're just looking at it from a movie standpoint, mediocre, but watchable. Like, you could watch it and be like, cool.
Right. Like, I watched that. I just, cool.
It's an hour long, no big deal.
Right.
And then, if you're a fan of Invader Zim, you'll enjoy it. Like, the beginning is great. And then the ending kind of fades out, like I said.
So right, right.
If it kept up the pace of the beginning, it'd probably be more in the B range. But
oh, okay.
It was a good movie. It's on Netflix. Go check it out if you'd like Invader Zim. If you have never seen Invader Zim, go watch the fucking TV show. It's please, one of the God. Best of all time.
It's really great. I'm really sad they only have like 3 seasons or something like that. They're like short seasons, too.
Oh, I know. They're like volumes, probably, or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's 3 volumes, actually. I think it's 2 seasons, 3 volumes, actually. Oh, yeah.
But, fuck. The floor is all yours. Let's hear your review.
Wait, we had to have a review? No. I had, Knives Out. Jesus Christ. Knives Out.
Knives Out. We actually Knives watched it together. Knives Out,
which we watched together, and we were just like, fuck, Rian Johnson made this.
Dude. Yeah, that was a red flag. I was like, fuck this guy. It's like, dude, him and Zack Snyder have a little special spot in my heart where I hate things.
You ruin things I love.
Go ahead.
No, I really, really enjoyed this movie.
Is this a spoiler filled?
I'm gonna make it spoiler filled, I think.
Spoiler filled.
It's gonna be spoiler filled. I'm gonna tell you right now, right off the bat, I'm gonna give it a B+. Very good, worth going out of your way to see. Please go see it if you don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah.
If you don't really care, stay tuned.
I can agree
and
with that.
We'll go over it. Yeah, for right? Sure. B+? Yeah, for sure.
It's an essential viewing, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Worth seeing,
which is surprising anyway. Because we're like Rian Johnson, but yeah, honestly, seriously. We don't really know anything about him.
Yeah, I will say we're going off the one movie. And I think I think Rian Johnson's at his best in things that aren't already, like, settled. Because I think I could see where he was kind of
artsy and, like, yeah. abstract in his
and
camera
like,
angles.
Oh, plot twist, like, yeah. shit like that. And, like,
it does not work in something that has such a, like, built-up exactly. community like Star Wars. That's why The Last Jedi got fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
I mean, that's why The Last Jedi is either a hit or miss for people.
Hit or I know miss. People, I know I guess that... I never miss.
Oh, huh? Oh, oh. That's how people either love it or hate it, but sure, let's go to your fucking review.
So, again, B+, go watch it. Spoiler failed, coming now. Starts off the movie, you're basically like, oh shit, what's going on? Fucking maid comes up the stairs, she's just kind of doing her thing, and then she just walks into the fucking room and sees that her master is fucking dead. He's just fucking bleeding out of his throat and shit, he's already laying there dead. And it's funny because usually they have like the stereotypical like they fucking drop the fucking pan and shit. This is something very specific that Bella pointed out, and instead she was like and she just like was like, oh shit, and she like accidentally like spilled some coffee and then like true. Cut. I thought that was funny because they were playing on that kind of like trope there.
Yeah.
But that was just I feel like that was a great opening because you're like, oh okay, that was interesting. Overall, like the house itself is amazing. The like little house he has that's like fucking like, because he's supposed to be an author of a mystery, like, series and, like, a really, really fucking wealthy author dude.
Yeah, it's a nice mansion.
Exactly. It's, like, a nice, like, basically looks like it's out of Clue and shit. And they have, like, cool things everywhere.
I know, the whole
everywhere.
Movie was Clue vibes.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But it had a really good beginning, and I really, really liked the beginning where they kind of, like, were going person by person, kind of, they were doing a police interview, but they kind of explained the relationships of each person with the father, mm-hmm. and, like, you basically knew where everybody stood within the first, like, 15, 20 minutes, so to speak, of, I would say so. Mm-hmm. They did an interesting thing of showing, like, exactly what actually happened, what they told the police instead. Which I thought was really interesting because you're just kind of like, oh, this person's fucking lying. But, like, everybody was lying about something, so it kind of just made it like, okay, who the fuck did this then?
Yeah, because they all just turns out they're all scumbags.
Right. Yeah, I watched, like, one of them. I was like, oh, this guy obviously did it. And then I watched it. I was like, wait, oh, maybe this guy did it. And then yeah, I watched it. Right. I was like, she did it. I was like, wait, what the fuck? And I thought it was going to be some... So there's another movie, Murder on the Orient Express, where, spoiler, everybody did it. That was literally... the ending of that movie. It was like literally everybody killed this one dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I was like, I thought it was gonna be something like that. I was like, fuck, don't be like that. And it wasn't.
Oh no.
But basically, again, it goes through the interviews, you know, shows everybody, shows all the relationships. You see this like random dude in the back and the fucking pressing the piano. You're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Just James
fucking,
Bond.
Yeah, fucking James Bond, Daniel Craig in the back. What was his name? Something Al Blanc. Something like that.
Detective Al Blanc or something like that. I don't know.
He's like a private investigator. Somebody hired. You're like, who the fuck hired this guy?
Somebody hired me.
Exactly. And then later on, he's like, I don't even know who the fuck hired me. And that was another plot point. There was just a fucking, it was a lot of like, not convoluted, but like a lot of interesting things that are like, okay, what the fuck's going on
here? It's like if you like a movie that keeps you guessing the entire time, you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. This is definitely one of those movies that I didn't know until the end. Like a murder
mystery, for sure.
Oh, for sure. I will say the lead up into it was great, but I personally wasn't too much of a fan of how they, like, of who did it.
Agreed.
Only because in the beginning they had you thinking, oh, it was these people, it was these people. But then at the end it was like, oh, it's this one guy that they introduced halfway through the movie instead of one of the people in the beginning. I thought it was going to be like, oh, there was this person all along or something like that. They basically try to like fucking show you that it was the, what was her face? The nurse that kind of helped him out. They were trying to force on her. They're like, oh, is this nurse? Like, basically she accidentally, or at least she thought she accidentally gave him 100 milligrams of morphine, which, by the way, that'll kill you. So he was like, fuck. And he's like, well, they're going to think you murdered me. It
seems I only have 10 minutes to live.
Basically. He's like, well, they're going to think you murdered me. So here's how to cover up my death. Because obviously he's a murder mystery guy. So he's like trying to outsmart the friends, cops.
So he doesn't want her to get in trouble.
Right, exactly. So, and
he flipped the board, so it's kind of his fault that she picked the wrong one.
And he basically was just like, fuck, like, this is all, like, kind of my fault, so to speak. So he's like, here's how to get out of it. And the biggest reason was because she didn't know, but he actually changed the will, and that's what most of the people were actually kind of angry about, was that his will, all of the stuff was going to go to her because she's been so nice. He's like the family friend of him. Like, she takes care of him all the time. Like, probably the only friend he's had over the years. So he's like, fuck it, everything's going to go to him, which is like $60 million in this giant mansion and shit. And she's this poor little, like,
Ecuadorian
Ecuadorian girl who like came illegally from the country. Well, and stuff
she's
like
legal.
That.
Her well, she's
yeah,
illegal.
Her mom came illegally, stuff like that. So that's another plot point that I won't go too far in depth, but that was the whole thing. What? Why are you looking at me like that, motherfucker?
So many jokes.
I'm sorry. Don't say anything.
Now you get it.
I do get it now. But overall, again, it was good. It was really good.
Are you going to explain who did it?
I'm going to go into it now, okay, motherfucker. Sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I'm kind of going off. I'm trying to wrap up.
You're fine. I thought you were...
There's just so many different things in the movie. It's actually a very packed movie.
No, you're doing it pretty good.
But then, again, it kind of goes through all of her plot points and how she's like, oh, fuck, I killed him. But she's trying to keep it behind and keep it wrapped up, basically. Or keep it behind the scenes so nobody knows, obviously, because she doesn't want to get in trouble either. But then it's funny because for some reason she has a weird condition that makes her throw up anytime she lies.
Yeah, which
it was an interesting thing. At first I thought it was stupid, but as it went on, I didn't think it was stupid anymore.
It was cool,
like,
at the end.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. So she keeps thinking, okay, I murdered him, and she's trying to kind of cover it up. And she gets a little letter saying, hey, I know what you did, because the toxicology report came back. So she's like, fuck, like, I need to fix this up.
Yeah, it's going to show up in his blood.
Right, exactly. And this whole time, the Blanc man, he's been kind of thinking, oh, maybe it's this person, maybe it's this person, but he's like, he's not giving up. He's like, this is not a suicide. They ruled it a suicide. It's not a suicide. I don't believe it. And eventually everything comes down to, basically, it was Chris Evans' character, Captain America himself, that bastard, ended up doing it, which was the grandson.
I don't think I will.
You're gonna tell him you did it? No, I don't think I will. Basically, because the grandpa's like, fuck you, little bitch, you're too entitled, I'm writing you out of my will as well. And he's like, oh, yeah? I'll show you, motherfucker. So it turns out he actually swapped the morphine for the actual drug he was supposed to get. So sadly, she actually gave him the right drug, but he ended up killing himself anyways because he didn't want her to get in trouble, which is really sad. That was, like, the worst part of the entire movie. I was like, fuck, that's awful. And then Chris Evans was like, yeah, well, you're still a little bitch, and tried to kill her. Ended up being a fake knife. He's a little bitch. She threw up in his face because she lied and said that.
You could say she got him.
Oh, got him.
You could say.
Because there was another woman who was also murdered by him, but he tried to pin it on her. It's just a lot of, like, yeah, he said, she said, this fucking happened.
And yeah, she's like, Hugh, you did it. And she actually said, Hugh did it.
Oh, my God. It's just such a packed movie. Yeah, I'm not doing it justice at all. It's just so much.
No, it's a movie. It's hard to review in the short time that we're trying to pack this in. Yeah, but
it's just way too much to unpack. But fuck, it's a great movie. It's such a great murder mystery movie. If you're into murder mysteries at all, even if you aren't, I'd say watch it anyways.
Not better than the Family Guy one, though.
And no, but when I first saw that mansion, I was like, bro, Family Guy vibes. Yeah, that was a great fucking episode.
Two episodes, actually.
Was it two? Oh, it was a two-parter.
Two-parter, yeah.
Jesus. But yeah, it's a fucking great movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would definitely, I was actually on the edge of putting it A- or B+. I think I'd still keep it at B+. But it's really close. I'd give it a B++ if possible.
Yeah.
It's like almost at A- territory.
I will give Rian Johnson credit where it's due. Actually, I gotta stop.
I'm doing the quotes.
Good for you, Rian Johnson. You still haven't redeemed yourself. You're not my man, ever.
No. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm taking it back,
actually. I don't want to see you in Star Wars ever again. Just keep making murder mysteries, man.
Actually, again, I think if he was to get his own three movies. No? I think if he got his own movies, I think he wouldn't have done that bad. I think his biggest issue...
Yeah, I don't think he would have done that bad. Yeah, I agree, but I don't want it.
Yeah, no, I don't want it.
I have now built up anger against him.
Yeah, no, it seems in your anger, you killed him.
Killed him. Killed her.
I know, but I was saying him, like Rian Johnson. Ha-ha! Speaking of Star Wars, segue, look at that.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's right. I'm on a fucking next level of podcasting, motherfucker.
So just like last week, Bad Boys, we're doing our top
five. And girls,
five.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Yeah. What about the trans human?
I'm swearing at you a lot today. I'm sorry, Frank. Please forgive me.
Nothing will be more aggressive than me last week's intro.
Space Cowboy!
Jesus, let's just not talk about
let's never talk about that ever again.
So if you didn't listen to last week, I would highly recommend watching it. We talk about, is that shrimp just floating? I think that motherfucker died. Anyways.
Oh, I told you, she fucking killed him.
Damn, maybe.
Wow, I joked, but it came true.
Anyways, holy fuck. Anyways,
poor
Jesus
shrimp.
Right.
We just witnessed a murder. But who did it?
Mystery.
Yeah. We need...
This was not a better killing.
This was not a suicide.
But we did top five strongest Jedi, and we are now doing top five strongest Sith. And the way we do it is we do our own respective top five lists, and then the audience votes on Instagram via poll. We're going to do it every Tuesday. It's going to start Tuesday, going to Wednesday, and Thursday. Because this week I started Wednesday, and it's kind of active right now, but they're all kind of landslided out. So it works, but we're not going to run that risk again.
Right.
So we're going to go over the audience's top five, discuss that, and we'll discuss each other's top five.
I like it.
So at number one for the audience, they have... Actually, I should probably go number five.
Right? Yeah, start... I think we did that last time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So they have... Wow.
What?
Their number... You're going to hate this. Their number five is Savage Opress.
How fucking dare they?
So...
How fucking dare you, motherfucker?
Let me say the Sith that are involved. Not all of them are Sith, but they're all the main Darkseid users.
Right.
So we have the usual Sheev, Palpatine, the Emperor. Man! Darth Vader, the fucking unit. Count Dooku, the bitch. Darth Maul, the savage. Kylo Ren, the angsty teen.
Savage is the savage.
We got Savage Opress, who is Maul's apprentice. He's a beast.
His brother, but
he's his apprentice too. And then Asajj Ventress, a former Jedi, Count Dooku's apprentice. And then we have the Grand Inquisitor, who's kind of like Darth Vader's best apprentice.
And Kylo. You might have already said it. I think I cut you off. But Kylo as well.
Yeah. Kylo's in it if I didn't say that. I think I did say that. So who comes in at number five is Savage Opress, which is extremely interesting. Saying the fact that I'm going to tell you now that Kylo Ren is not on this top five list. Yeah.
I think
our audience is really against the sequels because they landslided Rey down and Kylo's on the top five with Skywalker.
Yeah, but like Kylo was like the best part of the sequels. Yeah. Come on, guys. Yeah. How dare you? You put the Grand. I'm sure the Grand Inquisitor made the fucking top five.
No, he didn't.
Oh, did he not?
He
actually got
a few votes when he matched up against Sheev, which was absolutely ridiculous. So whoever voted that, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Don't judge them. They like the Grand Inquisitor. He's interesting.
I guess.
I haven't watched enough of Rebels to really give my own opinion, but I think it's a cool character. He'd be stronger than
No, fuck no. He's not. He's not stronger than Vader, and Vader's not stronger than Palpatine.
Whoa, how do you know? Whoa. Yeah, I'm kidding. We need to... Where's the scouter? What's his power level?
Oh, he's so cool. But... So he beat out Kylo. I can't agree. I can't agree with the Savage personally being in there.
I can't either.
But I will say he is a unit.
Oh, no, for sure. He's fucking good.
I think if him and Maul would have equal training, he would be better.
Oh, shit.
Because... Well, maybe not. But because maybe Maul has a better body for dueling, but basically well, I feel like he's a bigger, both, stronger version of Maul.
I feel like they both do it a different way.
Yeah,
I feel like Savage Opress would be more like a Darth Vader, like fucking big hulking kind of person.
But he has a double-bladed lightsaber.
Yeah, I know, but with double-bladed.
He's a beast. He's an awesome character, but I just don't think he beats out Kylo Ren in that sweet, sweet Skywalker blood.
True.
So let's move in, which that was a huge surprise to me. I for sure thought Kylo would be in higher. So he's a fan favorite.
At the very least, at 5. At the very least.
And then we're going to go into... Fuck you, notifications. Get the fuck out of here. We're going to number 4, which is Count Dooku.
Oh. As my sister likes to call him, Count Dookie.
Oh, what a bitch. I actually really like Dooku, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's just because there's so many fan favorites in Maul and Kylo. It's hard to.
Yeah.
But... I'm not going to talk
people,
about it.
People do sleep on fucking Dooku. Yeah. He's fucking
I'll talk about
him
more in my top 5, but that's a respectable pick. I could see it. And as you can see...
Who's he up against on that line?
Maul. Darth Maul is number 3.
Okay, yeah.
Which I could see.
I find that
I'll argue my point. Maul is my favorite hero, so you're going to be surprised with what I say. Yeah, my favorite anyone in all of Star Wars is Darth Maul. Okay. So I like him the best.
I like Maul. Maul's
cool. And then at number 2, they have Darth Vader, which...
Obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like
and then
can't.
Obviously number 1 is Palpatine, which comes...
Oh, sorry. You misread. I think it says Grand Inquisitor.
Which is, after seeing him in the newest movie, Rise of Skywalker, it's obvious who's the strongest.
Even in the old one, I think it was kind of obvious.
Yeah, it comes down to he has cybernetics, and he can't... Darth Vader cannot use Force Lightning, and the lightning fucks with the cybernetics. Now, if he was no cybernetics, just normal Anakin...
He'd be the strongest ever, I think.
Hands down. We've talked about this. Yes, we're gonna do a top 5 raw power. And
I like that.
Raw power. Raw. And I don't even think I'd put Palpatine in the top 5.
That is
a tale for another day.
Yeah, say another day, perhaps.
So we're gonna
tragedy
go
of Darth Sheev.
So they had Savage Opress number 5.
Okay.
They had
you bastard.
Count Dooku number 4. Darth Maul number 3.
Vader
number 2 and Sheev at number 1. And then Kylo was number 6. Just to throw him out there, because we had another matchup.
Ventress
was
7,
and then Inquisitor was dead last at 8th. So,
respectable.
It was respectable up until the point of
Savage. If anything, I feel like...
I feel like
Ventress might even beat out Savage, but maybe not. No,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I mean, I haven't watched the Clone Wars as much as you have, so I can't really say anything, to be honest. But I would say my top 5. So I'm starting at number 5.
Okay.
Sheev. No. Number 5.
This fucking guy.
You see, I always say people sleep on the power of Count Dooku. Fuck! It's really hard for me, but I would probably say Dooku.
At number 5?
At number 5.
Okay, interesting.
Then Maul.
Okay.
Kylo.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
See, this guy's a Kylo fanboy.
I like Kylo, I'm sorry. Okay. Vader. And Sheev.
Okay. I feel like the top 2 are a given for anyone.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be Vader and Sheev. Like, who the fuck else are you going to put up there? The Grand Inquisitor? I do say people sleep on Dooku a lot, but at the same time, I always just have a hard... it's just hard for me to see Maul losing to him, but also, I don't know. And that's the thing with Kylo, too, because he's obviously really strong, but it's because I haven't seen him in other... fighting other people that I don't really know who would win. My logic is also because he fought Luke and technically might have won, maybe, kind of. you know, you could see it as that kind of. Mm-hmm. But like, I guess he really, we haven't really seen much of that, but I feel like he was kind of like on the same level of Luke. And just Luke being like, I haven't seen this raw potential in a long time, basically.
I feel like we're going to get more stuff on Kylo as we did with Maul. Right. And then we're going to just realize he's so much stronger.
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. I think we're going to realize like, fuck, he's probably definitely top three of dark side users, I think. So that's why I'm putting him at number three.
Yeah, I think your less is a fair less.
Good. I like it.
That's good.
Yeah, them. I think I don't really have too much to say besides that. I mean, again, Dooku, I would say, is more in the air because I haven't know. I don't know too much about
it's him. It's just right fair. There with him.
That's and the Maul. Thing. Him and Maul are just like, they're fucking right there. But I feel like Maul would beat him out, even though I know Dooku's fucking insanely powerful as well. But like, fuck him. So
true.
He's obviously dead already.
It's probably like a 50-50 thing for them actually fighting.
Yeah, like that's what I feel like. Sometimes Maul would win, sometimes Dooku would win. I feel like it'd be kind of that kind of thing.
So my list, I have Kylo at number 5.
I think, as I said, we get more learn about him.
Fuck you. No.
The more we learn about him, I mean, we do know a lot about him, but I don't know.
We don't know enough.
As of right now, I can't rank him higher than Darth Maul and Count Dooku. Now
I know that's I can kind of see. I understand.
So now this is a tough one for me. What really comes down to it is the Maul and Dooku debate.
I would say that's the biggest debate that I had. Personally, it was easy for me to put Kylo at 3, kind of.
It's hard. It's this is the hardest part of it.
Yeah, it's Maul.
Because I originally had Dooku ranked higher. Oh, did and you I really? Am a Maul fanboy.
Oh, shit.
So
you need to get his lightsaber, the fucking double A lightsaber.
I do.
Galaxy's Edge?
For sure. That's expensive, though.
Yeah, I know. Plus, with the coronavirus, I'm sure it's fucking inflated because it's shut down right now.
But what I think comes down, I don't know.
I know. It's hard. Okay, it's really hard.
You know what?
They're just both two great duelists. But I think what it comes down to is force. And I feel like Dooku would win out in the force.
No. I think it comes down to, well, I'm going to say this first. It depends on what Maul we're talking about. If we're talking about Maul, it's hard. Because I think Maul with his double-sided lightsaber is him in his best. Okay. And I still think with his robotic legs, he's still a threat to Dooku.
See, that's the thing, is that he went toe-to-toe with Emperor Palpatine for a little bit.
No, like yeah, he got amount. Pretty fucked.
I mean, he got pretty fucked, but he also was like,
Palpatine
he was doing
would
pretty
fuck
well.
Dooku either way, too, but...
Yeah, that's true.
This is tough for me, because when it all comes down to it, Dooku even said this. Our powers as a Force user or something cannot be challenged, like, shown by our powers in the Force.
Oh, yeah, like our
abilities.
With our abilities, a lightsaber.
He says something along those something lines, like that, and that's the facts.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a long-range fight where he's using his lightning on Maul the entire time.
That's true.
Maul, okay, this is so hard because Dooku is such a renowned duelist.
I know.
But it just depends. I think if it's Maul with a single-bladed lightsaber, Dooku wins. But I think Maul with his double-sided, and Dooku even says he doesn't respect people that use double-sided because the single blade being so good at that is just more respectable than being good at something with two blades. It's easier.
I feel like he's like an honorable fencer.
He's a boomer. He's a boomer in the Jedi universe. But
he's such like there's new technologies.
I think what would come down to it is his Force lightning wouldn't be that much of a factor because Maul does not give a fuck about pain. I could see Maul walking through his lightning. His lightning is not like Sheev's lightning.
And I did hear that
he has a Force power where he uses his pain with, or like he absorbs, like can withstand the pain more and stuff.
He's like, the pain fuels me.
It does. That's his whole thing.
And
he
I did
tortured
hear that
as a kid.
Doesn't he have like an innate like resistance to Force lightning specifically too? I don't remember where
something.
I heard that, but I heard
he
something
has
about
some
that.
Stuff. Yeah, that may or may not. But even without that, I think the thing where he can take the pain and he's so quick, physical and agile, which I think that's an advantage for him for sure against Dooku, an elegant dueler.
He's so elegant and
he's
precise.
He's super precise, but he's so offensive and
he would overwhelm him,
upright, up in his face. I think that Maul's aggressiveness would eventually overwhelm Dooku, not by much. I think it's literally right there, so tiny, just this little piece of hair. Maul wins by it. And I came into this thinking that Dooku was better than him. And for the last like month, I've had that in my head.
Right.
But now discussing this with you, I have decided that Dooku is net number 4. and Maul is number three. I'm not going to take anything away from Dooku.
That helped me solidify mine because I was just sitting here like arguing against it kind of, but I had Maul higher.
It's tough. Honestly, my list could go either way. But
I know, it really can. They're kind of interchangeable, but I do think Maul would beat him out.
But then it's like the question is like, how better of a duelist is Darth Vader than Dooku?
Yeah, but he just has such innate force ability that...
Yeah. So, I don't know, because the thing that I think that Maul has the advantage is his double-bladed lightsaber and his physical speed and attribute that Vader does not have.
Yeah.
It's basically like a single blade on single blade, and Dooku is fantastic at that.
Although it really depends on which one we're talking about, because Vader versus Ahsoka in fucking Rebels was pretty, like...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't see Vader overwhelming Dooku with his lightsaber abilities, but then Dooku is lightning. So is his lightning going to fuck with him? But I Vader would win. It's just an interesting argument for sure. Yeah,
that is true.
But I'm going to sit here and say that Maul would win in a fight against Dooku for now.
Okay.
Dude, it's so hard. Because I'm sitting here like,
then Dooku. Yeah, I know. Your head is
Dooku's so cool. I really like Dooku a lot. I really like him a lot. And
I do. I don't know too much about him. I need to look more into him, to be honest. Like, I know, wasn't he, like, Yoda's Padawan?
Yes.
Like, that on like its own is, like, I explained, fuck, the Grandmaster himself has a Padawan that turned to the dark
side. I explained last episode, in the Republic time, the Jedi, it's the Republic, right? The Jedi's, we had this problem last episode. Because the Jedi's were Yoda.
Republic and then
the Republic. We said some bullshit. Fuck, it's Yoda and then Mace Windu and Dooku. And it gets so conflicting because it's like, I think Mace would be Palpatine, but then Dooku wouldn't be them. So I think that's it's a really hard, complicated topic. Yeah, it's just
something
topic. Hard,
yeah. It's something and we'd have to go into a lot in depth, more in depth. The thing is,
you can't be like, oh, he beat him, so he's going to beat him, because it's like individual styles match up with each other. Just like how we said, the double lightsaber, the strength, the speed, the pain resistance, I think all works really good against Dooku.
Right.
And Dooku is older, but I'm not going to take anything away from him. Just like I said, he's getting away with a little piece of hair, like tiny bit.
Right.
Maul, number three. Number two, obviously Darth Vader. The only reason he's under Sheev is because of cybernetics and he's not as...
Right, like...
I think he really is right there, but like we said, if.
Yeah, it's an if.
And Sheev reigns superior. Half-past Sheev, baby.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Half-past Sheev for life. Sheev.
Fuck. Top fives. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What time are we looking at, man?
Oh, we're looking at 35 minutes, sir. We need to wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
We need to wrap
it
up.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
I hope so, too. I actually just came to an epiphany that, you know, we enjoy podcasts. We always talk about how we should do more, right, than just one episode. But I feel like we should keep an episode a week.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But we should look into it. Obviously, don't run into anything. But I think we should do something called, like, Half Past Sheev After Dark or some shit. And have it, like some kind of streaming of us just talking. And people can, like... comment and like a live action, not live action, fucking just a live stream, so that people could like talk to us and kind of talk about things so that we can go more in depth, like stuff like this, because like obviously it's not enough time for us to do in-depth talks about like the top five over hour and shit like that.
I think that we'll definitely start doing more stuff later on. Maybe we'll probably live streaming of sorts and stuff like that.
Let us know if you guys want to do that, because I think that'd be something interesting. Because again, we always want to do more, but we're like, we don't really want to oversaturate it, you know?
I also don't have a problem with just doing the traditional week episode and then doing like maybe a 30-minute like After Dark episode where we talk about like Jedis and shit that would, like, this just took up, we could talk about this for ages.
We literally could.
So if you guys like Star Wars, like, we don't want to talk about it all the time. So maybe we'll do like a specific Star Wars type episode.
I like it.
But hope you guys enjoyed this week. Thank you for watching. We really appreciate you.
Indeed.
Make sure to check out our Instagram, Half Past Sheev Podcast on Instagram. We post our polls for our top five. We post updates and memes, spicy memes.
The memes.
And we're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and all the other fucking apps.
A lot of other apps that I can't remember.
If you're listening on it, we love you. Please. We also got a Canadian listener this week.
Did we?
We have a Canadian and Norwegian listener. Love our international. Or international? I think.
Worldwide.
Worldwide fans.
We hit the worldwide stage.
Thank you so much for listening. And in the wise word of Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
God rest his soul.
Do it!
Do it!
Woo! See you next week!
Yeah, Corona!